Mokoshe Bakadia, Makashe. Isheke ordered the Bakashe, the Didia Laboko. Isheke ordered the Baka. Father, we thank you for joining us this morning. We thank you, Father God, that you are a great and mighty King. Mokoshe Bakadia, Father, we honor your presence this morning. We just thank you that you are a King. And that you chose us to be your very elect children, your servants in the earth, O God. Thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We welcome you, O God. We cannot do anything without you, Father. We need you, O God. You are our creator. You put a plan in us, O God. Mokoshe Bakaridia, we can't move, Mokoshe, without you, your holy presence, O God. Father, you said when two or more gather in your name, you're in the midst of us. So we thank you for your holy presence this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are a holy God, a righteous God. Mokoshe Bakaridia, we bind up the hand of the enemy that would try to come against us this morning or any time in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, O God, that you saw fit to grace us with your holy, mighty presence. Mokoshe Bakaridia, have your way on Bible Storyland, and we agree with your plan this morning, O God. We lay every plan that we have aside, and we say, have your way, have your way, have your way this morning, O God. We bless and honor you, Father God. We come to worship you this morning, Father. We come to give you glory. We come to give you praise due unto your holy name, O God. Father, we thank you for choosing us to be your very elect children, O God. Mokoshe bakade sheke ora da baka. Isheko nene yo sheke ora da sheke ora da baka. Oh, we are grateful. We come with grateful hearts this morning, O God. Grateful hearts to give you glory, to give you praise, to give you thanks in the earth, O God. Father, we thank you for dispatching those holy angels around us, morning, noon, and night. Mokoshe Bakaridia, as we go in, as we come out, O God. We thank you today for being on Bible Storyland with us, O God. And we honor your holy presence this morning. Oh, Father, we just bless you. Have your way this morning. We come to give you joyful praise, hallelujah, to the King of Kings who gave us life and life more abundantly, who gave us families, who gave us friends, who gave us the best friend of all, Jesus, who laid his life down for us. And we honor your presence this morning. Have your way in Jesus' name. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bible Storyland. Oh, we just come to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, every one of us, serving the Lord with gladness this morning. We come before his holy presence with thanksgiving in our hearts, O God. And we just thank you that he is God and that he has made us, and we didn't even make ourselves. We couldn't even think enough to make ourselves. So we are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. We enter into the Lord's gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts do we give him praise, much praise, honorable praise, glorious praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. We've all experienced his goodness. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth forever. Today is Joyful Praise Day, and we come to give Father God all the praise, all the glory, and the thanksgiving this morning as we remember him, because he keeps us in his holy thoughts. He never forgets us. He's always mindful of us, always keeping us in his thoughts. So as I read this morning from Psalms 103, I thank you for following along with me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. That's what David is saying, so I agree. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his gifts, who forgiveth all our iniquities, who healeth all our diseases, who redeemeth our life from destruction, who crowneth us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment all that are oppressed. make known his ways. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. He is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, in the name of Jesus, for as the heaven is above the earth, so great is his mercy toward us, because we fear him and we fear his name. As far as the east is from the west, so far he hath removed our transgressions from us. Like a father that pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye angels, that excel in strength, and do his commandments. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of him, and that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So I thank the Lord this morning for his word. He honors his word above his name. This morning we have a precious woman of God, a mighty prayer warrior this morning to lead us in prayer. She's from New Orleans. She's one of my prayer partners. I thank God for her. Her name is Rose Harbor. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning, Clarissa.
Good. We got you on. Thank the Lord. So are you ready to pray this morning?
Yes, I am. Praise God. Yes,
let God have it.
Praise God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you this morning, oh God. We come to you giving you all honor, praise, and glory, my God. Thanking you for being God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you for who you are in our lives this morning, oh God. Oh God, you are great and mighty, God. You are great and wonderful, God, this morning, my God. For surely this is the day that the Lord has made. And Lord God, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for this day, my God. And we give this day back to you to have your own way, my God. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, my God, in this ministry this morning, oh God. Let your holy will be done, oh God, on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. And Father, we're just going to give you thanks for it, my God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're the children of Almighty God, that we are as lively stones unto you, my God, holy and acceptable. We are royal priesthood this morning unto you, my God, and we are holy and acceptable through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, my God. For, Lord God, we are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that we are precious people unto you, my God. We thank you that for all that you're doing in our lives, all that you're going to do in our lives, God. Father God, you're building our lives line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little, my God. You're filling our lives. You are strengthening us this morning, oh God. Getting us ready, oh God, to thrust us forward into your kingdom like never before, my God. Father, I thank you for Sister Clarissa. I thank you for what you're doing in her life, my God. I thank you for this ministry that you have called her to, my God. Oh, Father God, you're raising her up, Lord God, and I thank you for it this day, my God. All that you're doing in her life. Father God, cause us to all her tune in, oh God, and be a part, oh God. Father God, give her more people, oh God, that would call in, oh God, and tune in with this ministry, my God. Because, Lord, you know it is well needed, my God. And, Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give thanks unto you. Bless your holy name. Bless each and every one that calls in today, my God, and be on the line, my God. God, bless them. Bless their families, oh Lord, our God. Bless them, Father God, like never before, my God, with the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and added no sorrow with it, oh God. Father, we thank you, my God. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify your name. Father, if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough this morning, God. For you are good, God. You are merciful, God. You are wonderful, God, my God. You are glorious, God, oh God. Thank you for who you are this morning, oh God. Wonderful, Holy Savior. We give you all glory. We give you all praise unto your holy name, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for healing us this morning, oh God. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for, oh God, delivering us. Thank you, Father God, for setting us free this morning. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we bless your holy name. For truly, we are the servants of Almighty God. And we thank you, Lord, that you have ordained us to do your will and your purpose for our lives, oh God. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. We appreciate you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that wonderful prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to his wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, this next woman of God that's coming to us, she is faithful on Bible Storyland, and I want everybody to know that she had a birthday this past week. So we're celebrating with you, Karen. I tell from Houston, Texas, happy birthday to you. She's a woman of God that's gifted in music, and she prays joyful songs unto the Lord. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and I have a song for you guys.
All right.
It's called Give Thanks.
All right. Thank the Lord. With a grateful heart, give thanks to our Father, because he is worthy to be given thanks and praise unto his name. I thank the Lord. Thank you so much, Karen. That was beautiful. You always play such beautiful music. I thank God for the anointing upon your life to play, give songs of praise unto our God. Well, our next guest this morning is from Los Angeles, California. And she's a mighty woman of God. I thank God that he has given her creative talent. Writes beautiful prayers and poems unto the Lord and shares them with God's people. Hey.
Good morning, Carita. Can you hear me? Carita. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Mokushiba Karadia Shikiri. Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Okay, and I want to say good morning to everyone on the program, and happy Thanksgiving coming up next week, and today is Thanksgiving also. The poem is called A Thanksgiving Prayer. Thank you, O Lord, we pray, for this Thanksgiving Day. Thank you for each coming day and for all the things we forget to say. Thank you for the food we eat, for the clothes and shoes on our feet. Thank you for the forests and trees, for the rivers, ocean, and seas. Thank you, O Lord, that we are able to have a turkey upon our table. On some tables there are food of plenty. On other tables, plates are empty. So if you know someone in need, this is a good time to do a good deed. Thank you for the birds that sing. Thank you, O Lord, for everything. That's it.
Amen. Ooh, that was good. Yes, that was great. You know, we do have to remember God, like she says, for, you know, sometimes we do forget to thank you, but we can always turn around and say, oh, Lord, I forgot to thank you. I ate a meal today, and I forgot to thank you. Lord, you carried me safely in my car around the city, and I forgot to thank you. Lord, I thank you. So whatever, Lord, you kept my children safe. I forgot to thank you. So thank you, Lord. Lord, you've kept me healthy and well. I forgot to thank you for my health and my strength, but Lord, I thank you for it. So I thank God for giving you that great ability to create poems and prayers unto the Lord, a prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Thank you, and I love that song the lady played, Give Thanks.
Wasn't that great? I tell you what,
yes.
Tie everything right in together, huh?
Amen. That's right. Have a blessed day, everybody.
All right, you too. You too. Is it cool in our lives? Is it cool in Los Angeles today?
Yes, so far.
Yeah.
It's supposed to rain.
All right. So we thank God for you this morning. And our next woman of God, Jackie Travis, are you on this morning? I see her somewhere. She was on.
Yeah,
Jackie.
I'm here.
Okay, good.
Can you hear me?
Yep. This is a mighty woman of God from Jacksonville, Florida, with a mighty voice. We ready for that great song. What you going to sing today?
Jesus is on the main line.
Amen. He sure is.
Yes, Lord. You can call him up anytime you need to. You say we can just call him up and talk to him. We can call him up and talk to him.
Amen.
That's what I always do. I have a telephone in my bosom, and I can ring him up from my heart. Jesus is on the main line. You better tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. You better tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. You better tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Well, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Well, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. The line is never busy. You better tell him what you want. Well, the line is never busy. Tell him what you want. Well, the line is never busy. You better tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Just call him up. Call him up. lawyer, you better tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Just call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up. Call him up. You better tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want.
Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus on the main line. Hallelujah. I love that song. We don't even have to call him on the telephone. We got him in our heart. We carry him in our heart. All we got to do is say, Jesus, he's always available 24/7. Thank you, Sister Jackie. I love that.
Okay.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for that beautiful song. Jesus on the main line, and he's on the line with us today. Yeah, we can tell him right now what we want.
Yes,
so I know sometimes we don't always want to just tell him what we want. We want to give thanks to him for all that he's given us already. That's more than enough.
That's
more than
right.
enough. You know, sometimes I think about people out there in the world, you know, they're distended from hunger. And I mean true hunger. I don't mean they haven't, you know, some of them haven't eaten for weeks or months. A healthy meal or a good meal. They just had crumbs or maybe barely, just hardly any water, and the water is all polluted. So we have much to be thankful for. You know, this is the Thanksgiving season coming up on Thursday. Time that we give Father thanks that he's done throughout the year. But you know, on a daily basis, we have to start to thank Father God. We have to let him know. You know, sometimes you say, oh, well, he already know we're grateful. No, he wants to hear it from our mouths. Father, we are grateful for the meals. Father, we are grateful for life and life more abundant. Father, we are grateful that you're healthy. Lord, grateful that you keep. He wants to hear it. So, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 8:10 says, many we forget to thank our Father, take him for granted, all that he does for us. Remember, so sometimes we say that he already knows, but yeah, we got to, even people, friends, you know, say, can my friend know that she's my friend? Friend know that. No, we got to tell them, you know, I'm grateful to you, Jackie. I'm grateful to you, Gloria. I'm grateful to you, you know, my friends, my sister. I'm grateful to you for being my friend. I'm grateful for you being in my life. We got to let people know. Sometimes we take them for granted, and we treat God like that. We take him for granted. He wants to know that we are grateful. You know, in Deuteronomy 8:10, it says, when thou hast eaten, you know, on Thanksgiving, we eat till we stuffed. When we have eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given us. And he gives us so much. So after you've eaten Thanksgiving Day and even before you eat, say, Lord, I thank you for a plentiful amount. And then remember those who don't have any food. Even here in America, those who eating out the garbage cans, those who rumbling for a crumb. I mean, they're doing it here in America, and we have plenty, more than enough. So we have to and thank him. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Jackie? Oh, I thought she was talking to me. Stop and thank the Most High God for all that he's doing for us on a daily basis. Psalms 104 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Psalms 107:22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. We have to rejoice and give thanks. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints, light. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, of which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It didn't say in some things, you know, in some things give him thanks. It said in everything. We choose, but this is his will for us to give him thanks for everything, not forgetting anything. We thank him for the breath that he put in our body. You know, when we get together on Thanksgiving with our families or friends, don't forget to give him thanks for all that he has done. Remember the Most High. And if you forget, later on say, Lord, forgive me for forgetting to thank you. Awesome God. I bind up the hand of the enemy that would trot against the phone lines in the name of Jesus. I thank you for hands off the phone lines. I thank you for clear lines in the name of Jesus. Our God is an awesome God. I'm sorry. Our God is an awesome God, and he said there is one body, one spirit, even as we are called in the hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all of us.
Yes.
And he gave some apostles. He gave some to be teachers. He gave apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. For what? For a reason. He didn't just give them to the church. He gave them for a reason. For the perfecting of the saints. Thing of us, he gave them to us so we can be more mature. We can stop drinking milk and eating meat. Do what he told us to do when he said go into all the world. So he said he gave the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. We all have a ministry. God put it in us. So we have to get up and go do what the Lord is saying. Ask him, Lord, what do you want me to do today? You know, sometimes I used to just go do whatever I wanted to do. But no, I learned to seek his face. Say, Lord, what would you have me to do today? I'm at your call, oh God. What would you have me to do? You are always faithful to me, so Lord, I come to be faithful to you today. So he said, until we all come in unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. You know, that's a mature person in the Lord. Unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. Our next speaker is a part of the fivefold ministry. He evangelizes, he teaches, he has a pastor's call and a pastor's heart. His name is Minister Thurman Tutson. He's in our family. We are so happy that he could take time out of his busy schedule this morning to give us a word from the Father. Good morning. How are you, Minister Tutson?
Fantastic. And good morning to you and you all.
Amen.
The praise and honor to my supreme being. He is the captain of the ship. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the great I am. To the one true God, my Father, and to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To our whole sister, Caritha Gatlin, and to each and every one of you at the sound of my voice, I bid you all good morning. May God continue to bless each and every one of you. There is a word from the Lord. So before I begin, let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity once again to come before your people as the oracle of God.
Hello.
All the word that flows from this old mouth be from you and not from me, that you may receive all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Our text this morning will be coming from the book of Psalms. Psalms number 117. And the title of the message that the Lord gave me was, with an attitude of gratitude. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 17, starting at the first verse, says, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." Now, our title is, "With an Attitude of Gratitude, Praise ye the Lord." So, with the holiday season fast approaching, and with Thanksgiving just around the corner, it's early to be exact. We have truly so much to be thankful for when we truly reflect back over our past and what God has done for us just this year's past. Now, for me, it's a glorious time of the year. A time where family and friends get together for food, fun, and laughter. A time to reflect about the past year and all God has done. While other nations may have added a Thanksgiving-type holiday, it doesn't have the same meaning for them. Thanksgiving for us is founded on the very foundation of our nation's beginning. The pilgrims, having come to these shores to gain freedom, to worship God and praise his holy name, to live a life according to God's scriptures. Oh, somebody ought to shout glory.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Though they struggled through a horrible winter, and nearly half of them died, they did not give up. They pressed on. They built, planted, and worked the land. When their crops had finally came in and their harvest had been gathered, they stopped to reflect on what God had done. Their response was to praise God and give thanks. Now that truly was an attitude of gratitude. So let us look at the text. The book of Psalms, as we know it, is actually composed of five books. These five books were the song books in Solomon's temple and was originally called in Hebrew Tehillim, meaning praises. And in our text, in our first verse, it says, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all you people." Now, text is short and sweet, but his message is universal. I like the way David put it in Psalms 103. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." You see, David, it was so nice he had to do it twice. "From the very depths of his soul, I'll praise you. And I'll not just praise you for who you are, but I'll also praise you for all you do. For your many wondrous acts." Who woke you up this morning? Who spotted you in your way? Who put clothes on your back? Someone on your table? Put a roof over your head? Die for your sin. Unlock heaven's door. Give his life that you might have life more abundantly. Praise him for all he has done. Praise him for all he's doing right now. We don't have to wait till Thursday to give God praise and glory. Every day is a day of rejoicing. Every day God gives us is a day that we should praise his holy name. For the Bible says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. We were made by him, and for his glory."
God created us to have fellowship, to have an intimate relationship with each and every one of us. So he knows the very hairs that are upon your head. God loves you just that much. So if I was you, I wouldn't have to hurry. I wouldn't even wait till tomorrow. If I was you, I'd praise him that night. Go ahead. Hallelujah. For God is worthy of all our praise. The things were made by him. And without him, it's not anything made that was made. So that's all for nations praise. There's no nation or government that exists or can exist outside his will. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created. He created the heaven and the earth. Everything exists for his purpose, his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. A great prophet once said, Lord, where can I go to escape you? There's nothing I can hide in. No rock I can crawl under. If I go to heaven, you're there. If I go to hell, you're there too. There is no escape of our Lord. So let's live a life that honors him. Let us live a life that glorifies him. Let us walk in obedience to his holy word. Let our everyday life give him glory, give him honor, and give him praise. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 2 says, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. You see, he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor has he rewarded us according to our iniquity. The Bible declares that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it's these sins that have brought a gap, a gulf between us and God. But God loves us so much that he loves us so much that he even made a way for us to escape.
Yeah.
An ever certain death. For the Bible decrees, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And Jesus said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before me, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Somebody shout glory.
Glory, glory, glory.
He gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have lasting life. Who would want to serve a God like that?
Hallelujah.
His life, that we might have life and have that life more abundantly. Lord, I praise you in your holy sanctuary. Lord, I praise you this day, walk in life. Lord, I praise you in the going out. Lord, I'll praise you in the coming. Let us all have an attitude of gratitude. Let us all give God glory, honor, and praise. And then that rest of that verse it says, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. You see, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. For he changes not. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes into the Father but by me. Therefore, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. The things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ Lord, to the glory of the Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that verse ends by saying, praise ye the Lord. For I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory I would not give to another. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The first and the last. I'm the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. somebody shout glory.
Glory.
Hey, hallelujah.
Who wouldn't want to praise a God like that? He died on the cross and he rose from the dead to pay that penalty for our sins and to purchase a place in heaven just for us. That's what he is. Yeah, we may be also. If I were you, I wouldn't hesitate. I would tell God and continue to praise him each and every day of my life. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Woo, what an awesome word. With an attitude of gratitude. He is not a man that he should lie. We have to thank God daily. Be grateful. We come with grateful hearts. What a mighty word that was, a timely word for gratitude. You know, so many times we have ungrateful hearts. We complain, like the children of Israel. They complained every time. That means that they were ungrateful. Oh, Lord, you ain't give us this, and you ain't do this here. And Moses tell Lord this, and we don't like this here, and we want that. And they were always complaining. Morning, noon, and night, they were complaining. But you know, God gave them a compassionate servant, Moses. He went before the Father, and he said, Father, forgive them. Have mercy on them, Lord God. Have mercy on these people. He was standing a gap for them. And you know, God sent Jesus to stand in a gap for us. When we said, Lord, we want more of this. We ain't got enough of that. And, Lord, why you did it like this? And, Lord, you should have done. When we complain. But, you know, like Minister Thurman said, every day is a day of rejoicing. Every day is a time to give praise, not just on Thanksgiving when we get together with our friends for, you know, this American holiday. Thank him every day. When we get up, we say, thank you, Lord. Woke us up. You watched over us last night. You protected us. Lord, thank you for my health, my strength. Every day when we open our eyes, we should give him thanks before we go to bed during the middle of the day. Thank you, Lord. Read about, destruction of my family on the news, Lord. You kept us from accidents. You kept us from going to the hospital. You kept us under your mighty hand. Lord, you kept my children from destruction. Lord, you sent my children to school, brought them home safely. Lord, you made sure my body was healed when I was going through an affliction. Lord, you removed every mountain from me. You know, we got to come with thankful hearts. So I thank God that was a timely word, Minister Thurman, this morning. I thank God, I thank God, I thank God. I thank God we do give him glory. We do give him praise. Psalms 117, 1 and 2. And it ended with, praise ye the Lord. So don't forget, when you are eating and you're full, to thank the Lord. So our next guest is a great woman of God, Sister Glory Dean, Shiloh from New Orleans. She's a mighty prayer warrior. She's a Bible teacher. She's a spiritual mother. And she has children of her own, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Sometimes I get to talk to those precious grandchildren that she has over at her house. And one of them, you know, he has a mighty word in his belly. He has about 7 or 8, but he has a mighty word. So I thank God for praying a woman like her. She's praying her children through. She's praying her spiritual children, her physical children through situations. She's praying me and you through situations. And not only that, she don't forget to praise God with songs of thanksgiving. So good morning. How are you, Sister Glory Dean?
Can you hear me good? I'm
very clear.
I'm doing good.
All right. We thank God for you. Is it cold in New Orleans today?
It's not too bad.
It's in here.
I haven't looked at the temperature yet, but it's really not that bad.
Amen.
It was cool like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But it's sort of warming up some.
Amen, amen.
Not bad. It's pretty good. People love this type of weather.
Yeah, we do. I know I do. All right, you ready to sing that praise song for us this morning?
Yeah, I figured this would be a good song concerning around Thanksgiving time. Praise God. Just hold on.
sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. That we offer up to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. That we offer up to you the sacrifice of praise. We paint the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bring sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving unto our God. That was beautiful, Sister Glory.
My voice was just a little low.
Oh, no, your voice was. Hey, we can hear you.
Amen.
Yeah, we could hear you clear. It wasn't too low. It was just right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Somebody back there is praising our God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give him thanks. We give him a sacrifice of praise. You know, sometimes it does take a sacrifice because sometimes we don't want to give up what we're doing. You know, we'd rather watch the TV. We'd rather, you know, go to the park. We'd rather go out to. Sometimes we got to say, Lord, I'm not finished. Jay, I'm going to put myself as a living sacrifice before you, and I'm going to praise and my God. It is a sacrifice when we give up what we want to do. But I tell you what, Jesus gave up himself for us. I'm going to ask you a question this morning.
Yes.
Have you ever told a friend something, you know, just out of duty, but, you know, you didn't really mean what you said? You say, well, I'll call you right back. You didn't really mean it. You just, oh.
It is a
Sister okay. Cheryl, your computer is interfering with us again this morning. Sister Cheryl.
Okay.
So can you turn that
off? I turned it off.
Thank you, baby. Okay, so have you ever told a friend or someone something that, you know, just out of duty? Well, I'm going to call you right back. You know, maybe you needed to go do something, you remember? You know, instead of telling them the truth, you just say, I'm going to call you right back, and you may call them back days later, or they may call you and say, what happened? I was waiting for you. You know, or you, it was just lip service. Your heart was not even in what you told them. To your boss, I'll finish this before the deadline. But you just said it to get the got their computer on and it's echoing what I'm saying a minute or two later. So if you could shut your computer down and move away from it. Thank you so much. So you might have said to your boss, I will finish this before the deadline. But you just said that to get him off your back. You know, you had no intention of rushing to get that job done at a particular time. Well, Father God is our creator. And many times we have treated him like he's human, knowing that he is divine. We are in trouble. We make him promises he don't keep. When we're in pain in our body, we say, Lord, just relieve this pain. I'll do this here. I'll do that there. I'll do the other. And we don't mean it. We're just saying it temporarily so he'll get us out of pain. I'll obey you. You know, we give him lip service. We don't mean it. Faith, and he prayed saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not I will, but as thou will. He not only prayed once for the cup to be moved, but also the second time Jesus prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup, no, allow this cup to pass away from me, except I drink of it, thy will be done. Christ prayed. He humbled himself before the Father. He didn't just God lip service. He gave Father God his whole heart unto his death on the cross. Even though he was under pressure, stress, tension, distress, I'm human, he was divine. He was going through. He remembered to call upon God. Can you imagine, even though everything was chaotic with Christ, the disciples would not pray with him even for an hour? He was he must have been desperate in his hour of need. They betrayed him, even Judas, for 20 pieces of silver. Yet Jesus honored and gave Father God his whole heart. He obeyed Father God to the end. He made a promise to come to the earth and to die for us, so that we could be saved and have abundant life. He went through betrayal from those who were very close to him, yet he forgave them. He knew they were human and did not understand. He knew it was his hour to die for you, for us, for me. We have read and been taught, seen movies, plays about his suffering for you and for me, yet we give him lip service. Oh, God, if you do this, I'll do this for you. If you do this for me, I promise, Lord, I'll do this for you. Instead of promises, we make bargains. Now, you know God is the Most High God. He's the King of Kings. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He said in his word, I who made the eye, I see everything. I who made the ears, I see everything. I see the games human beings are being played with me. Yet God is patient until we come to repentance. He said, I made the ear, I hear everything. I made the eye, I see everything. I made the mind, I know your very thoughts. I knew Judas would betray me before he knew he would. I also made every part of you, and I know even the intents of your heart. God is not a man. He is divine. He's a holy God. We must not treat Father God like we do our earthly fathers. Our earthly fathers lied to us. God is divine. He will never lie. He is the Almighty. He's honorable. He's just. He's righteous. He's holy. Lip service is unacceptable to God. He wants our whole heart. We are commanded to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves with all of our might. And return unto the Lord thy God and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day. Thou and thy children with all thy heart and with all thy soul. God wants to be first in our lives. He wants to be our first love. For us to put him before anybody in our lives. He wants us to worship him, to praise him, adore him. You know how it is when you first meet a man or a woman, a boy or a girl that you fell instantly in love with. How they brought you joy and fulfillment in the beginning. that was. God wants us to have 100% more love for him than that. He wants intense love. When he calls you, you are to drop everything you're doing, like the disciples did. When Jesus called Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, James, and all the disciples, they dropped everything. He called them to fish for men. They were fishing for real fish out there in the ocean, but he said, no, I'm calling you to be fishers for men so they can be saved, to tell them about the love Jesus has for them, to save them from eternal damnation. So we are his disciples today. We are calling. He is calling us to come to love him so much that we will drop everything that we want to do and follow him. That requires obedience, you know. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. We must trust him with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. We must have the mind of Christ. We must have a relationship with him. My relationship with God will not help you. Your relationship with God will not help me. We have to have a relationship with the Father for ourselves. We must talk to him daily. He allows us to hear his precious voice. You know, a lot of people say, I don't hear the voice of God. Have you been with him enough so that you can? Have you shut off everything? The TV, the radio, the boombox, the DVD, the CD. You shut off everything and just say, Lord, this is your time. I'm going to listen to your voice. If you do it long enough time, I promise you, you will hear the voice of God. Because he said, my sheep know my voice. So if you're his sheep, he's going to allow you to hear his voice. And another voice you will not hear. Repentance is necessary. We must seek God with our whole heart. But we got to repent. We got to, you know, turn back to God with all of our heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. And we must consecrate ourselves to him. We got to give up who we are, even who we think we are. Follow our Savior, Jesus Christ. Listen, when God calls us, there are times when we don't even take time to listen to him. He will not take no for an answer. You can run from God, but you can't hide. You can leave the city. You can go to another city or even another state. But when God is the all-seeing God, the all-knowing God, no matter where we move, he knows our address. He knows our address better than we do. As a matter of fact, he knew where we were going to move before we moved there. So you know he knows our address. I called Jonah, Amittai, and gave him instructions about going to the city of Nineveh, a great city, to cry against wickedness. You know there's so much wickedness in the land. Is God calling you to cry out against the wickedness in the land? Father God, remove the drug scene. Father God, remove the murders. Father God, remove those liars out here. Father God, stop innocent people from going to prison. That, you know, that's wickedness. Are you called to stop wickedness? Now, you know, Jonah was not like Noah, who was obedient and told the people, as God instructed him, to stop their wicked doings, even though they didn't stop. He was not even like Moses, who went hesitantly at first to Pharaoh to let God's people go. Jonah thought he could run from the call of God. Don't you know when God wants you, when he has something for you to do, you have to surrender to God? He owns the earth. He owns you. He owns everything in it. He owns you. He owns me. And he will have his divine way. I don't care what we do. He's going to have his way. You know, he'll patiently wait while we run, while we hide, while we kick, while we scream. You know, God will patiently wait on us, but instead of frustrating ourselves and others, we might as well surrender and say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. So Jonah ran. He chose the hard way, the rough road. In his disobedience to God, Jonah went to another city. He couldn't run from God. He thought he could. It was called Joppa. And God and Nineveh and he I'm sorry and Jonah got on the ship to Tarshish. He even paid money from the presence of the Lord. You know God, we can't get away from his presence. His presence is everywhere. Now instead of obeying God, we can pay money to go somewhere else. We can go to Tennessee, North Carolina, Virginia, Vermont, any city we choose in the United States. We can even go out the country if we want to. But guess what? When Almighty God comes and tell you something to do, he may come gently at first. If you don't listen, he will sometimes allow you to go through bondage for your disobedience. So after Jonah got into the ship, going into another direction, I can just see Jonah now trying to run from God, from the Almighty. He ran. You know, he was so immature, he thought he could run from God. He wasn't perfected yet. So he ran in another direction to get away from God. And God sent out a great wind. Now listen, God did this. God sent out a great wind into the sea. And it had a mighty, that wind was so tremendous. So the ship was like, you know, it was like to be broken. The mariners on the ship were afraid and they cried out to their God. Now they had another God. They were crying out to their God. They threw everything they had into the sea. But that didn't help. Now don't you know their God couldn't even help them when they cried to him? Their God didn't have no compassion. But the mighty God has compassion on his people. And then that God that they had was no comparison to our God, to the true and living God. Their God could not even help them. Our God is the mightiest God of all. He's the greatest. Where the Almighty speaks, everybody and everything is subject to him. Now, Jonah was fast asleep down in the bottom of the ship. So the shipmaster, you know, he went to Jonah, and he said, what's going on? What's going on? So Jonah, he said, you know, why? He questioned Jonah. He said, why are you here? What is going on? Even the captain knew Jonah had a great God. He said, call on your God to stop this turbulent wind. Now, you know, other people know our God is greater than their God, even though they keep serving a false God. Jonah knew that our God, but he kept trying to run. So he didn't get nowhere, though. You know, like, you can run, but you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. When the call of God is upon your life, I don't care where you go. Now, you know Jonah tried to get out of that, but he could not get out of it. So, and say, what's going on? What is happening? And so Jonah knew what it was. He knew already what it was. So, you know, everyone on the ship, they started to cast lots to see what it caused this evil to come upon them. And the lot, guess who the lot fell on? Got it right, Jonah. They questioned Jonah. What is this evil that's come on us? What is your occupation? Where are you from? What country are you from? And who are your people? So, you know, sometimes we got to question people. You know, where are you from? Why? You know, before you came in my house, I ain't have no chaos. It was peaceful in here. You know, before you came on my job, it was peaceful in here. Where are you from? Who are your people? Wait a minute. What's going on? So they questioned Jonah. And, you know, the lot fell on him. You know it was, because God intended for him to obey. And, you know, he feared God, the God of heaven. He told them, he said, I'm a Hebrew. I fear the God of heaven. You know, in the beginning, Jonah's God created, he said, in the beginning, my God created the heaven and the earth. He said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let it the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called the seas. And God saw that it was good. Now, like Jonah, many of us know the word of God. Many of us, like Jonah, he knew the word of God. Excuse me. But like Jonah, We choose not to obey it. We choose to be distracted and even to run from God. But God's all-seeing eyes follow us till we obey. He will even do us like he did Jonah. He sent a storm until Jonah surrendered. But, you know, God has a plan. So the men were so afraid, and they asked him why he ran from the presence of his God. So they asked him, what can be done so that the sea may be calm? You know, they were afraid that the ship was going to turn over. So Jonah told them to throw him into the sea so that it would be calm. Jonah knew the storm came upon them because of his disobedience on their ship. So the men cried to God and said, Lord, we beg of you, do not let us perish for this man's life. Do not lay innocent blood upon us, O God, for you have done as it pleased you, O Lord. So then the men threw Jonah into the sea, and the sea stopped raging, and it was calm again. Now, you know, sometimes where you are, all kind of stuff is breaking out. Crime and all kind of stuff when you disobedience. You bring it into the place. But when you start to obey God and you leave, everything calmed down. Then the men of the ship feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice. They offered a sacrifice to our God. The Lord makes preparations for us when we have exhausted everything, everything we have, even when we are disobedient. So the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish. Now get this, the stomach of the fish, he was there 3 days and three nights. Now you know Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights. The number three stands for perfection. Jonah was being perfected. He was brought into maturity by God himself while he was in the belly of that fish. And you know, on the third day, Christ arose. That number three is a great number. A great number. Numbers have meaning in the body of Christ. Numbers have meaning in the Bible. And so we have to pay attention when numbers come up. So these 3 days, Jonah was being perfected by God. And God, you know, he wouldn't have had to go that way if he had obeyed the first time, but he refused to do it. So while Jonah was down there with Father God, he prayed unto the Lord his God while he was in the fish's belly. When you go through tough places, call unto the Lord, your God. He will hear and he will answer, like he did Jonah. Jonah said, as he cried, by reason of his affliction unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him out of the belly of the whale. We don't have to be home to call on God. You can be in your car. You can be in the hospital. You can be on a vacation. You can be on your job. You can be anywhere. But God will hear you, even when you're in distress. Jonah said, I cried by reason of my affliction. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but don't you know God will deliver us out of every one of them? Jonah said, the Lord heard him out of the belly of hell. He didn't say the belly of the fish this time. He said out of the belly of hell. So he was going through hell in the belly of that fish. But if he had obeyed God the first time and not tried to run away from God, he would have been better off. He cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard his voice. Some situations we go through seems like hell, Sheol. That's like the grave or the unseen state. Deuteronomy 32:22. Some afflictions we go through because of our own disobedience, and it feels like we are in the grave and we can't get out. Jonah was in the grave, the belly of the great fish, 3 days, three nights. He couldn't get out. Jonah said, now you know God was real merciful to him, because when they threw him in that ocean, God didn't have to have a fish swallow him up. He could have let him drown. But God knew what he had for Jonah to do, and he let him live. Jonah said, you cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, in the floods, compass me about. So he knew. He said, compass me about, all the billows and the waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. Now you see he's beginning to surrender. He's beginning to surrender. After Jonah repented, so he repented before God. Read Jonah. The book of Jonah, the whole book, particularly Jonah 2, 3-10, where he repented. After Jonah repented, he turned back towards God. God forgave him, and God spoke to him a second time and told him, go to Nineveh and preach what I told you. Preach what I said for you to do. So in Jonah chapter 3, it says, you know, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it, preaching that I bid thee. Whatever I told you, go and preach it to them. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. When Nineveh was an exceeding great city, for of a 3 days' journey, there's that number three again. And Jonah began to enter into the city of a day's journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Now, you know, there's that number 40. Think about it. There's another number again. Look it up on the Internet. 40 is a significant number. Remember, Noah was on the ship for 40 days. 40 days and 40 nights. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed the fast. They believed God when Jonah got in the place where he was supposed to get, and he put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even unto the smallest, the least of them, for the word unto the king of Nineveh. The word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid a robe from him. Robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes and caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. In other words, they were fasting. Let them not feed nor drink water. So they had to fast without even water or food. Let man and beast cover with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yet let them turn every one from their evil way and from their violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned away from evil. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did not do it. Now, you know, even the word of God says in his word, he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, repent, and turn unto him, what's he going to do? He will heal our land. But we have to do what he said in 2 Chronicles 14. Now, do you need to repent to God for something he told you to do and you refuse to do it? Maybe you're in the belly of a big fish, feeling like you're in hell. Your big fish could be illness. It could be you don't have a job. It could be lack of finances. It could be job troubles. It could be family problems. It could be the enemy is after you. You know, enemy was after Job. You know, the devil came and said, the Lord said to the enemy, have you considered my servant Job? They were going to and from the earth. So the Lord said unto him, have you considered my servant Job? So listen, are you going through Job troubles, family problems, enemy after you, lack of peace of mind, affliction, debt collectors after you? Whatever your big fish is, God can take you out of it whenever you repent and obey him. Repent, not just with your lips, but turn from whatever it is you're doing that's unrighteous and turn unto God. He will hear your cries and change your situation like he did Jonah. Okay, Mr. Jonas out there. Okay, Mrs. Jonas out there. You know what to do. Obedience is better than sacrificing your life whenever, and even the lives of other people. Jonah, like Jonah did when he got on that ship. Get off the ship so that you won't be cast into the belly of a big fish for 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 years, or however many years it is. Obey God. Obey God. So I want to pray a prayer this morning. Father God, I pray that your word will not fall on the ground or on deaf ears, but it will do what you want it to do. Remove distractions that the enemy send us to keep us in captivity so that we are too busy to hear from you, O God. Father God, we ask you to remove fear that keeps us from obeying you, even the feeling that the word is not for us. Let us know that you're talking to each one of us, oh God. Move us all out of our comfortable places so that we can obey you like Noah, like Moses, like Abraham. Oh, Father God, we thank you for putting a spirit of obedience upon us. Change us from Sauls to Pauls. Let us not be disobedient to you anymore. Let us be like Jesus, going into the marketplace, telling people about you and your mighty word, your mighty plan for our lives, oh God. Help us, Father God, to move into discipleship, catching human fish for your kingdom, so that all can be saved and come to repentance before you, Father God. And Father, I thank you for doing a mighty work in all of us and moving us out of our comfortable places to be obedient to you. So I want to ask this morning, is there anyone on the line who is not saved? It's time for salvation for all of us to be saved. Anybody not saved, press 1. All right. Well, that means we got work to do. That means we got to get out of our comfortable places and what do they call that? Throw the reel and line out? Catch some fish, human fish for the Lord. We all got a job to do. So this morning, I thank God that we are saved, but, you know, we can't just, you know that there are people around us and not do anything. Even if we just say, Father God, save those people who are not saved. You know, I pray for my neighborhood on a daily basis. I pray for the whole Jacksonville on a daily basis, the whole United States. Everybody be saved in the world. Everybody be saved because everybody ain't saved. But God don't want anybody to perish. He loves the 99, but that one that's lost, he want them to be saved. So I thank God for each of you this morning. Karen Attell is going to pray another praise song for us this morning. I thank God for each of you.
And I'm headed that way. I'm going to do My God is an awesome God.
Amen, amen. He is that and more. He is certainly an awesome God. God, he reigns from heaven above. He is an awesome God. I mean, you know, I human words can't even describe how awesome our God is. So I thank God, Karen, that was awesome. That was a beautiful song. Well, this morning, you know, prayer is a means God gave us to talk to him. I thank God we could talk to him. You know, it would be awful if we couldn't talk to our God and he wouldn't even hear our prayers. He just brought us here and left us alone. I thank God that he didn't bring us to the earth and leave us alone. That he said, yeah, we can talk to him. You can call upon him morning, noon, and night. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The lines are open for prayer. You can press 1 if you need prayer this morning. And, you know, I want to let each of you know Aunt Mildred has not been feeling well. She has been afflicted in her body, and we're asking for prayer for Aunt Mildred, for her daughter Mavis, for her granddaughter Cheryl, who's been in and out the hospital. But you know, God is an awesome God. He's faithful. When we call upon the name of our God, he's able to heal us and give a cure for what's going on. Read over in Jeremiah 33. He said he heals and he cures. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I thank God that he heals and cures. So press 1 if you need prayer. If you're already on, press, you can just say your request. Yes, you're on. You can speak.
Hello?
Yes, you're here.
Oh, okay. I just want to pray about getting into my house because it's been a long time, and just that it would be completed so I can go ahead and move in.
Okay. This is Rose, right?
Huh?
This is Rose, Rose Harbor.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is Rose. I'm sorry.
But that's okay.
And I would get all right,
completion
Lord
of your house in New Orleans so you can move in it.
Yes, I need the finances to complete it.
Okay.
You know, like get the lights and the water and stuff on.
Okay.
And got to go to inspection and all that have to be paid for. And then I need some more things that need to be hooked up, like the water heater and stuff. The things are already in the house.
Okay.
And I finished getting about full flows down, you know, stuff like that. And
okay.
I really wanted to believe God could be in my house before Christmas.
Amen, amen. All right, any more prayer requests? Thank you, Sister Rose.
Yes, okay. I would like prayers for traveling.
Avis?
Next week I'll be going to New Orleans. This is Avis, good morning. And I
good
also
morning.
Would like to have prayers for my son and my family, the rest of my family, so we can continue to trust in the Lord and to be able to discern the devil when he is coming our way.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, thank you. All right, prayer request. If you're already on, okay, someone on here, press 1. Hold on 1 second, I'm going to put you on. All right, 904-710, you're on the air.
Okay, yeah, this is David Emmanuel. First of all, I want to thank Brother Thurman Thomas for inviting me to listen this morning. I had a fabulous time. It was awesome. You all are awesome. And I like the fact that we can praise God and not be under any pressure or judgment and just be able to listen. And I know God is proud of this forum that you have here, and I really enjoy it myself.
Amen. What's your name?
David Emmanuel.
David Emmanuel. Okay, David, would you like for us to lift you up in prayer also?
Well, not necessarily me. Well, you know, I know God's been protecting me and giving me favor for the last 39 years, and I'm sure he's going to continue to do that. And I know, you know, God never forgets about me, you know. So he's been constantly blessing me and my family, so I'm thankful. Now, my mother, on the other hand, she has a lot of mental issues going on, and she's been so compassionate to people, but the people that she's been compassionate to have always been evil and negative, and she has allowed them to pretty much draw the future of her life, and it's pretty much destroyed her. So she's in a nursing home, and she constantly struggles with mental depression, and pretty much she has given up on life. And, you know, I continue to pray for her, and I want to see her reconnect with God and have everything that God has in store for her. And I would like to see her quit. I would like to see her stop looking for faith and looking to people and turn herself to God.
Okay.
So I strongly want to pray for her to be reestablished because she is too young to give up her life.
Okay.
And for any of my other family members, too, that there's a lot I've been talking to about God and trying to get them to commit more to God, and it doesn't seem like I'm getting anywhere, so sometimes I stop and give up. So I want to pray that they see the next level, the next step in life that God want to take them to. And, you know, as long as they do God's will, he will take them to the next level. So,
amen.
I pretty much want to pray for everybody and have them commit to God, give their life to God, trust God, and go down the path that God has for them.
Thank you, Brother Emmanuel. We appreciate you, and thank you for the request. God bless you. Anybody else? Press 1. Press 1 if you need prayer. If you've already pressed 1, you can just state your prayer request. Someone's speaking, but I can't understand. Yes, you're on the air. Yes, good morning.
Yes, I wanted to ask you to, this is a show.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you to pray for my home and family and the little prophetess and I. And I wanted to also, oh, I'm sorry, Minister Gantman, this is Evangelist Cheryl.
I
have
like,
wanted
I heard
to ask
you, okay.
for prayer for home and family and to ask God to allow me to flow more in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I wanted to also ask prayer for a brother in Christ, a friend of mine, Apostle Simeon Frazier, that came to do a 3-day revival. He'll be leaving on tomorrow. Just ask the Golden Way and Traveling Mercy. And just pray for the ministry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks for being on.
Thank you. Amen.
And you know what, everyone, I just want to take time to thank Sister Cheryl because I have been praying before the Lord for I said, Lord, I want to get some gifts for the children. Send me some extra money to get some Walmart gift cards for them. And Sister Cheryl, he made it possible. Now, she and I have never met. She lives in Boston. She came on the show. Surprise to me. But you know, Father God had people that help us. We don't even know. But she sent me a gift. A money order for $40, and I took the gift, cashed it, and went and bought gift cards for the children from Walmart. So I thank God, Sister Cheryl, for you and allowing you to bless us. And then she turned around last week when I went to mail them. I looked at my post office, but I had another $5. So I was able to bless another young lady, an 18-year-old who has a little baby. With the $5. So I thank God for you, Sister Cheryl. And I just pray blessings upon you for you blessing us. I thank God for you.
Thank you. I receive it.
Amen, amen. All right. Anyone else? Prayer request.
Fans, do you want me to punch you in?
Yeah. You're already in. And you're on, Brenda. I put you on.
No, this is me, Sister Sandra. I just felt impressed for you to pray for the drugs, the alcohol, and the cigarettes. You know,
people to be free from drugs,
right.
Alcohol, and cigarettes.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
All over the world.
Okay. All righty.
Spirit is moving.
All right. Okay, yeah. Sister Birdie, something?
No, I just said the Spirit of the Lord is moving all over the world.
Yes, okay. All right. Okay, any more prayer requests?
I just wanted to say, Mr. Gantley, I think we all should just lift up your aunt Mildred.
Yes, okay, I did put that on here. Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
Amen.
Okay. Any more requests? All right, press 1 if you have a prayer request. Let's see, someone here, press 1. Hold on 1 second. All right, 904-238, you're on the air.
Praise the Lord, Sister G, Pastor G here.
Hey, Pastor G, how are you?
I'm most marvelous. It's an excellent day.
Right, I thank the Lord for you being on. You have a prayer request this morning?
Yes, pray for our family and like the other person, for our Aunt Mildred, and for our ministry. We're going through a transition. Just want to be led by God in the transition.
Amen. I'm glad you're on this morning. This is Pastor Bernadette Gantling from Jacksonville, Florida. That's my aunt. So I thank God for her being on. Thank you so much. You're blessing us. All right. There's a, hold on. I did see it. It's a 513 called in. 513, you have a prayer request?
Carissa.
Ron. Hello?
Pray for good health.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Good, okay.
All right, that's my my surrogate father in Ohio. So you're praying for excellent health. I thank God for you. All right. Thank you for being on. Anyone else?
Remember to press one again. Want to go give me something else.
No, you're still on, baby. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just heard in my spirit, you know, to pray, you know, for people, you know, with pain and discomfort.
Okay.
Anybody.
Okay, people who has for pain and discomfort.
Yes.
Okay. All right, anybody else? Okay. Pain and discomfort. Anyone else? The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, and I thank God for each of you. So we have Evangelist Brenda Lombardo on from Houston, Texas, originally from New Orleans. She's going to be leading us on, and I thank God because she's a mighty prayer warrior. And I remember one time I called her. I wasn't feeling well, and she prayed for me. And I tell you, within a few minutes, I started to get better. So she knows how to pray to her fervent prayers. I thank God for her. So good morning, Minister Lombard.
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Gatlin. And I just would like to say good morning to our listening audience, to everyone. And I would also like to wish everyone a happy and joyous Thanksgiving from me and my sister.
Amen. Want me to go over the prayer request with you?
Yes, and then the Lord has impressed upon me something, Evangelist Gatling, to pray for. You know, it's all in line with the theme for this morning, that is the praise. But you know what? God wants us to be more sensitive to his voice and to the way that he's leading us. See, God is constantly speaking to each one of us. But most times we're not paying attention to the way in which he ought to what he is telling us.
Amen.
We know that he speaks to us primarily through his word. But then he's so gracious and kind that he'll send others to us when he cannot speak to us, you know, alone. And then he speaks to us in visions and dreams. He speaks to us through the weather, through likes and dislikes, open and closed doors. And he's saying to me this morning, when I was praying, that he wants us to thank him more for taking our time to minister to us, to lead us and to guide us through his voice. See, so many times God takes our time to give us a word to lead us in a certain direction, but we don't give him thanks.
Yeah.
So he wants us from now on to be more aware, to be more sensitive to how he leads us, and then to obey, but then to, by the same token, take our time to show him appreciation, because he does not have to do this.
Yeah.
And yet still he loves us so much until he wants to lead us in his way. He wants to direct our paths so that he'll be able to bless us. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for that mighty, awesome rhema word.
Amen.
Yes. All right, I'm going to go over the prayer request again. Thank you so much, Sister Brenda. I appreciate that. So she was saying God is, you know, wanting us to be more sensitive. You know, sometimes we say, well, I don't understand God. You know, if you read his word, he'll help you understand him. You know, Moses stood God because he stayed in his presence. He dwelt there. He ran to his presence. He had to go up a mountain. You know, all we got to do is just say, Abba, Father. But Moses had to climb a mountain to get to God every time.
But we don't even have to do that. All we got to do is say, Abba, Father. If we read his word, we will begin to understand him and know when he's calling us. Sometimes he may not even say your name, but you know in your spirit that he's saying something to you. I remember one time I was going to this church, and I said, Lord, I don't understand what these people are saying. What you tell me. You teach me. And do you know he would teach me? Sometime I'll be in there. He said, hold up your hands. I'm in here. He said, bow. I'm in here. He said, get on your face. I'm here. And he led me. And I thank God that he led me because I didn't know his way. When I called on him, he taught me his ways. So we call on him, first, he'll teach us his ways, and Amen. We'll be more sensitive to him. You know, sometimes we get too busy staying here, but we got to stop and get in his presence and say, Lord, I know you're showing me, I know you're telling me something, but I can't understand it. He will tell us. So, morning, I thank God for that mighty word. Sister Brenda spoke to us. So our prayer request is from Aunt Mildred. Several people want us to pray for her, and I thank God I went to visit her this week, and she has been in a lot of pain. But, you know, I see God's hand upon her because no matter what amount of pain she's in, she get up out that bed, she gets her bath, she get herself dressed, she walks slowly but to the kitchen from her bedroom, and it's a good little walk, but she walks to the kitchen and sit at the table. She ain't going to have you come and feed her in the bed or something. She gets up, so I thank God for the strength that he put in her, and she don't complain. She don't complain at all. She pushes past the pain, and she calls on God, oh, God, help me. Oh, God, you help me. Oh, God, you remove the pain. Lord, I'm called. She calls on the Most High God. She know who to call on because she know I can't really help with it. You can't help with it, but God can. So the other request is from Rose Harbor. She's asking for finances so her house can be complete. She can move in it by Christmas, but whatever the Lord say, I agree. Avis has asked for traveling grace. She's going to New Orleans for the holiday. She's asking for prayers for her son and for her family to trust in God more and a greater measure of discernment. David Emmanuel, he's asking for prayers for his family, particularly his mother in the mental distress that the enemy is bringing upon her, asking for salvation for all of his family and for, you know, I just thank God for him coming on this morning. And Sister Cheryl from Boston is asking for, you know, prayers in her home and for her family and the flow of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And for one of her friends as a minister, and that her ministry would be blessed. And Sister Sandra Lombard had a word from the Lord for us to pray for people to be free of all addictions, drugs, alcohol, whatever the addiction is. You know, we can be addicted to all kinds of things. We'll say, oh, I can't do without that. I can't do. Yes, you can. So we're praying for God to free us from all addictions because he's able. And Pastor Gantley, Pastor G, I'm so grateful that she's on. She took time out of her busy schedule. You know, she has church every Saturday around 12:30, but she took time out to come on this morning. She's praying, asking for prayers for her family and for her ministry because they're going through something. So we're asking God to loose the hands of the enemy so that her church family can flow in love and unity. And my surrogate father, Frank, from Ohio, he's asking for prayers for excellent health and strengthen his body. So we're thanking God. And Sister Sandra Lombard came back on again and asked for prayers for God to relieve pain and discomfort in others. And I just thank the Lord. So, Sister Brenda, we're ready.
Praise God. I'm trying to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, my own self. Could we all put the telephone down when I said put the phone down? We put the phone down for a minute and just begin to shake those cares off. I'm aware that we all have cares. We all have things that, you know, that we're carrying concerns. But the Lord wants to minister to everyone that's online today, and he wants to shake our head, our hands, our body, our feet, our legs. And we're going to say on this scripture, casting all our cares over on him, on the Lord, because we know that he cares for us. So I heard all the prayer requests, and I know that he has, and he's going to answer them according to his will. Alalabaha. Hey, how about get it? They hit it, they hit it. Alalabaha. Hey, hey, oh. Could you all put the phone down now and just begin to shake? Begin to shake. Father God, we ask for traveling graces for Mavis, for Avis and her family and everyone else that will be traveling. We bind those risks of accidents and we lose traveling graces, redeem the time for them to get to their destination and for them to arrive back safely at home. Father God, we lift up Aunt Mildred and everybody else that has pains in their bodies, and we rebuke pains now. We rebuke illalabaha, strong man of infirmity. We bind you now in the name of Jesus. We cast you out by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Father God, and for the young man's mother and for all of us, Father God, we pray that you cause our thoughts to be fruitful. Be fruitful, Father God. Cause our thoughts to be fruitful and replenish those old thoughts, Father God. Oh, God, let us have a transformation in our mind, in our mindset, Father God. Let us begin to think on you, on the scriptures, Father God. Let us begin to dwell if it's no more than one scripture per day. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Father God, just let our minds be fruitful and let us think your thoughts after you. We come against the spirit of addiction and bondage now. We break it and destroy it now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, take the taste, take the desire for drugs. Hallelujah. And for all these addictive substances to be removed from ourselves, Father God. Take away the desire. And whenever we get ready to ingest alcohol or any other drug, Father God, just let us have a nauseous stomach, Father God. Just let the smell of it or the taste of it, hallelujah, just begin to nauseate us and take that desire away from us now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we lose financial blessings not only to Sister Rosemary, so that she'd be able to move into her home, but to all of us that stand in need of one. In Jesus' name. And Pastor Gatling, I just feel impressed that you are going to have a breakthrough. You're going to have a breakthrough, Pastor Gatling. Pastor, do you have any, would you like to pray also for any of our listeners? I yield to you. I just feel impressed in my spirit to let you go on and have a word of prayer. And God bless you and good morning to you. I love you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to your church family.
Good morning, Sister Brenda. I thank God for you. I tell God, thank you for you. The thing you said about put the phone down and shake, it's when I woke up this morning. If the Lord told me when I get to church today to tell them to put down everything and stand up on his word and shake themselves loose from whatever is holding them in bondage. And I tell God, thank you, because that was definitely a Rhema word, an on-time word. I tell God, thank you. I will also say that I pray the Lord that each of you would just revel in his presence today. Just let God be God. Father God, I ask you this day that your presence would overtake us this day, that in your presence we would truly find joy and the fullness of joy, pleasure at your right hand. Father, I pray now, Lord God, that you would bless every person under the sound of my voice and their families and their businesses and their ministries. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, because Jesus said, heretofore you shall ask me nothing, but you would ask my Father in my name, and he would do it. And so knowing that you would do it, I ask you for a divine health and healing, a cure for those who are in ailment, Lord God, the maladies, afflictions, sicknesses, and illness that have come upon their bodies. I ask you, Father God, to just bless and to heal and to deliver. Father, I ask you to continue to bless every ministry that comes to this station and God, that comes on
Sister G's program. I ask you to bless them, every songstress, every minister. And God, even if someone asks for the greater move of the discernment of your gift, Father, that we would have that, because we walk in a world, Lord God, that is so full of other distractions, and we wish to know when you're speaking and what you're speaking about and how you want us to do whatever you want us to do. And we give you praise. We give you glory and honor for answering our prayer. I ask you, Lord God, even as Brenda already prayed, but I agree with her for financial blessings for every person, Lord God. Unexpected income, unexpected blessings, Lord God, from wherever you send them. And we give you praise. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost working in our lives this day, and we just give you the praise and the glory. I also pray, Father, as I just heard, Father, that every person on here becomes a mentor to someone else, that they be able to teach and to lead by example, by their living, Lord God, their everyday life will be a testimony of who Jesus is in their lives. And Father, we just give you the praise and the glory for the Holy Ghost giving us the strength and the know-how how to follow Jesus. In Jesus' great name, we love you and appreciate you. Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank God for these mighty women of God, mighty men of God today that have joined us. And, you know, God has been faithful to us. We've been on almost a year now. Next month will be a year. God, just thank God for his faithfulness and to each of you for coming on, spending time with us, because it means a lot. So, you know, when I hear your voice, when I see your number, I'm like, yeah, thank you, Father. So I'm grateful to each of you. And, you know, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. You know, some people say, oh, you stay on a long time. But you know what? I know I have a good time. I don't know about y'all, but I have a great time. And the time go by so quick, I'm like, gee, we've been on here that long? So I thank God for each of you coming on. And I look forward to hearing your voice again next week, November 26, 2011, at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love each of you, and I request that you call in and share what God is doing in your lives. God is doing great things, you know, for his people on a daily basis. So call in and share something great with us. And remember, God loves each of you. And I am so honored that you come on, that you listen each week and take time out, and I thank God for you. So you are loved. Remember, you are loved. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And I just thank you. Purpose in your heart to love God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like you love yourself. So lean on God, not on your own understanding. Father God is all-knowing and all-wise. So God bless each of you, and I will talk to you next week. Praise the Lord as the Lord leads. Thank you.
you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.